Conflicts arising from issues to do with finance are very rampant in interpersonal relationships as well as business relations. This process is usually embarked on by the receiving party after the defaulting party has refused to meet his or her financial obligations. The first method involved in the process of making the debtor pay is delivering a legal notice for the recovery of money. This notice becomes a legal demand for payment and it has an important purpose for the termination of financial conflict. While legal action might seem like the only option, there's a crucial first step you can take. In the law process, there are some important steps involved in the procedure of delivering a legal notice for money recovery. In this article, we will try to gain an insight of how legal notices work, giving emphasis on their use in reclaiming the owed amount. Introducing what a legal notice is, when it is appropriate to issue one, and what it may include, before looking at how it can lead to an effective resolution. Definition of a legal notice for recovery of money. A legal notice for the recovery of money is a formal communication which the creditor sends to the debtor with a view to requesting him to pay a certain sum of money before a certain time. It is the first step toward taking legal proceedings and narrates the exact amount of money that is owed, the date by which the debt is expected to be paid, and any other conditions previously discussed. Here, the notice also alerts the debtor of the legal repercussion that shall be meted on him in case he fails to make the payment within the specified period. Understanding legal notices. A legal notice can also be referred to as a demand notice and is basically an official and written notification for the payment of a certain amount of money. It simply lays down details of the eventuality as to the amount to be paid, reason as to why it is due, and when to be paid. Here's what makes a legal notice powerful. Formal communication, for it sets a legal record that the institution tried to recover its money before taking other compulsory legal actions. This puts you at a advantage in case of any legal dispute in the future. Time-bound pressure. The notice contains a time by which the debtor should make payments towards the debt, thus increasing the pressure on the debtor to make a response about the debt. Here's what makes a legal notice powerful. Formal communication, for it sets a legal record that the institution tried to recover its money before taking other compulsory legal actions. This puts you at a advantage in case of any legal dispute in the future. Time-bound pressure. The notice contains a time by which the debtor should make payments towards the debt, thus increasing the pressure on the debtor to make a response about the debt. Cost-effective option. There is a major difference between giving a legal notice and filing a lawsuit. The former is much cheaper and takes less time. Relevance of legal notice in cases of financial disputes. Initiates formal communication. A legal notice can be formally defined as an official reminder coupled with a demand for an unpaid amount to be paid in order to emphasize the fact that the debtor fully knows of what he or she has been involved in. It structures the communication process and gives documented evidence of the demand. Establishes legal standing. A legal notice is usually sent as a legal formal notification before taking further legal actions. It shows that the creditor tried to work out the matter and reach an agreement, hence useful in courts. Encourages settlement. The fact that there is a threat of legal action to be taken will make the debtor pay the amount owed as soon as possible. Some debtors will opt to flee court cases since they are time-consuming and involve expenses and may opt to pay the stated amount once they receive a letter. Provides a clear record, thus, a legal notice and the process of serving it make a recorded trail of the attempts that the creditor has made in order to recover the money. This can be great evidence in the event that the matter proceeds to the court process, demonstrating to the court that the creditor has been bona fide. Protects legal rights. Sending a legal notice is another way of safeguarding the creditor's rights as they ensure the debtor is informed that legal action will be taken against him/her in the event cash is not paid back. It shows the concern of the matter and can avoid other subsequent excuses or postponements from the debtor. Facilitates legal process. This is true despite the fact that in most jurisdictions the courts insist that one has to produce evidence that a legal notice was posted before the court can entertain a case in recovery of a sum of money. This procedural step is to make sure that all the stakeholders are allowed a chance to solve the problem amicably without involving the court. Key elements of a legal notice for recovery of money. A legal notice for the recovery of money has key elements that are important when drafting the legal notice. These elements give a clear, simple, and complete picture of the financial disagreement and the creditor's claim. Below are the essential components. 1. Information of parties in the contract. The legal notice should contain clear details of the creditor and the debtor. Name and address of the creditor, details of the giver of the notice including the full legal name, mailing and or physical address and contact information. Name and address of the debtor, legal name, street, city, state, territory, and country, as well as telephone number and email address of the receiver of the notice. The information contained in this item sets out the names of the two parties involved in the conflict. 2. Facts of the case, details stating the chronological and factual nature of situations that gave rise to the financial controversy should be listed. This includes nature of the transaction, outline of an enforcement of a debt showing the agreement transaction out of which the debt arose from. This could be a contract, a loan, goods sold or services provided, all of which form the basis of the business relationship. Relevant dates, details like the date on which the transaction was made, when the payment was to be done, and any previous communication that has been made concerning the debt. Supporting documentation, documentation on the use of any kind of contract, invoice, receipt, email, or any other legal documents that back the claim. This section assists in the orientation and background of the debt. 3. Outstanding amount. Make sure that you set out the exact figure required to clear the outstanding balance. This should include principal amount, the initial sum with which the payment was expected or the sum owed before the discount was offered. Interest, if applicable, all the interest that may be charged on the above principal amount according to the terms agreed upon by the respective parties. Total amount, the total amount for which one is supposed to pay inclusive of the amount borrowed and any extra amount that might be charged. Providing this breakdown reduces any possible confusion or uncertainty on the part of the payer with respect to the amount that is being claimed. 4. Demand for payment. Explicit demand, explicitly mention that the debtor shall pay each of the amounts stated above. Payment deadline, it is necessary to state a definite time within which one should make the payment, if not for anything. This is mostly within a reasonable time, say a week, 2 weeks, a month, or at most 30 days from the receipt of the notice. Payment instructions provide details of how the payment should be made, like account number, type of account, etc. It is easy for the debtor to adhere to a clear demand made with precise guidelines. 5. Consequences of non-compliance. Legal actions. Express the willingness to start a legal action to recover the amount of money that is due. Additional costs. If legal proceedings are taken, then there are other legal charges that are to be paid by the debtor, like court charges and legal attorney charges. Impact on credit. Mention any tendency that may have a bearing on credit rating and/or the debtor's image. Spelling out the consequences also makes the recipient comprehend the extent of the notice and urge him to pay. 6. Signature and date. Signature, the seal of the creditor or the sign of the lawyer and other authorized persons of the same. Date, the date from which the notice is given to the parties in the suit by any one of them. Signature and date serve the purpose of identification and calendar of compliance milestones. When is a legal notice the right choice? Thus, a legal notice can be of great use in many different circumstances connected with releasing the debt. Here are some common scenarios where it proves beneficial. Unpaid invoices, in cases where a client or a customer has refused, neglected, or failed to pay for your services or products even after demands have been made, a legal notice can be a simple way of getting him or her to comply with his/her legal obligations. Unreturned loans, did you extend credit to a friend or a relation expecting to be paid back the same? A legal notice can act as an official notice that can remind them of the outstanding amount and can possibly make them pay back. Breach of contract. If a business partner or contractor has breached a contract and this has caused you some losses, then serving the other party with a legal notice demanding compensation can be served. Security deposit disputes. If a landlord has denied a tenant occupancy while unlawfully retaining the security deposit, then the tenant can draft a legal notice demanding for the refund of the amount. Legal procedures following the notice. If the debtor does not respond to the legal notice for recovery of money, the creditor can take the following steps. Reissue the notice, optional after that, prepare a follow-up notice to give the evictor one last letter reminding him/her of the procedure. Gather evidence, always retain all the papers including the notice, the proof of service, the contracts, the bills, and any letter. Consult a lawyer. Consult with an attorney so as to determine legal strategies to take and the advisability of the lawsuit. Filing a civil suit for recovery. Drafting and filing the plaint, draft a legal document of the case and put it to the right civil court for hearing. Service of summons, the creditor approaches the court whereby the court issues a summons to the debtor to appear in court. Defendant's response, after this plaint, the debtor files a written statement in response to the plaint. Court proceedings, both sides give their proofs and other matters in the case. Judgment, the court makes a ruling and the payee is ordered to pay the creditor. This is in case the creditor has prevailed. Execution of judgment, otherwise, enforcement actions are taken against the debtor to recover the amount due from the debtor by the creditor. Importance of the legal notice as evidence. Proof of demand ensures that it is proven that the creditor demanded payment as stated on the agreement. Good faith effort illustrates the efforts of the creditor in seeking for an out-of-court settlement of the matter. Establishing timelines offers a coherent plan, which is costly to transform the sequence of each item in order. Record of communication, used in capturing some of the interpersonal communication between the involved parties. Basis for legal action, highlight the legal grounds that support the creditor's claim. Conclusion. A legal notice for recovery of money is used when the person wants to recover the amount from someone that he or she dealt with. It satisfies contractual requirements, officially notifies the debtor, motivates them to pay, and offers a documented account of collection attempts. It is used to show seriousness of the claim and more often than not ensures that the debtors act accordingly. This notice serves as useful evidence in court in asserting the credibility of the creditor's effort in pursuing the debtor. Pertinency of action in such cases is always appropriate with the help of appropriate information. At Insaf 99, an online legal platform, you can enforce your legal rights through serving legal notices for money demand efficiently. FAQ. 1. What is the procedure for recovery of money? The procedure for recovery of money typically involves legal notice, issue a formal legal notice demanding payment. Filing a lawsuit, if the debtor fails to comply, file a civil suit in the appropriate court. Judgment, obtain a court judgment in favor of the creditor. Execution of judgment, if necessary, enforce the judgment to recover the owed money through legal means. 2. What is a legal notice to get money back? A legal notice to get money back is a formal demand sent by a creditor to a debtor, requiring payment of a specified amount within a set time frame, typically before pursuing legal action.